Wednesday of the fourth week of Lent. The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 18 to 15. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor, I answer you. On the day of salvation, I help you. And I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture, on every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them leads them, and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all the mountains, and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Cyrene. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant? Be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. This is the word of the Lord. The Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 17 to 30. Jesus answered the Jews, my Father is at work until now, so I am at work. For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything of his own, but only what he sees his Father doing. For what he does, the Son will also do. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whoever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming, in which all who are in the tombs will hear the voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge and hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now the Pharisees are seeking to kill Jesus, not only because he performed work on the Sabbath, but also because he makes himself to be equal to God. Jesus, instead of denying that he's equal to God, emphasizes it even more and clarifies it. It's not like if he were another God in competition with God the Father, but rather the Father and the Son are one, one with the Holy Spirit. And so that's the way he begins his discourse and he ends his discourse. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. In other words, we see that the Father bestows on the Son all his love, his authority, his power, and the Son only wants to do the will of the Father because he loves him with his entire being. And so the works of God are the works of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's not a competition. And so in this discourse, Jesus is revealing to us the perfect love and unity of the Father and telling us that we are called to hear his voice so that we can enter into him and in this way partake of the life of the Trinity, the life of God. Now, whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father. Why? Because the Son and the Father are one. What Jesus says, what Jesus does, are the works of the Father. And so if we don't honor the Son, we are dishonoring as well the Father. Of course, this gets the Pharisees even more angry, because they can't contest him, because the signs that Jesus is performing are so powerful and public. And when Jesus says that he has the authority to even to raise the dead, well, he actually did that several times. Just think about Lazarus and the son of the widow. And the Pharisees still did not believe. Now, the Pharisees believed that God worked on the Sabbath and that he did two important works. Number one, brought people to life, because obviously people are born on the Sabbath, and so this is the work of God. And number two, the Pharisees knew that people also die on the Sabbath, and so God judges on the Sabbath. And that is why Jesus says, now the Father has bestowed this to me. Well, eternally, right? Has bestowed this to me. And so I have the power to give life, like God brings life. People are born on the Sabbath. And I have the power to judge, because God judges on the Sabbath as well. And so in this way, Jesus clarifies, indeed, I am equal to the Father. I'm doing the work of the Father. And that is why, even on the Sabbath, I have the power and authority of God to perform these works. God bless you.